Communicating with difficult people. Difficult people thrive in defying logic. Or do they have a different kind of logic? It's hard to tell. While some of them are oblivious to the negative impact of their attitude, others are fully aware of the distress they cause, and it doesn't bother them much. Whenever you encounter an unreasonable person, the first instinct tells you to reciprocate the exact same attitude, and why not? They started it anyway, right? This is common in a business where disgruntled customers want to give everyone a piece of their mind. Sometimes they have a legitimate concern. Sometimes not. In fact, they could be in the wrong. Perhaps you should show them that you can yell too, right? It sounds like an easy approach. However, if you're here reading this book on communication skills, you must be interested in improving your conversation intelligence. You're keen on developing your social skills, improving empathy, learning the art of persuasion, and achieving successful relationships all around. Therefore, when you encounter difficult people, you must choose to be the bigger person and deal with the situation rationally. Don't make demands. Once a person begins to get unruly, it's tempting to also shout him into submission by ordering him to keep quiet, sit down, calm down, leave, and so on. But remember, you're dealing with a person who is already agitated. Additional orders will only make matters worse. Involve others. If you're certain that you're in the right, involve other people. If you're at work, call your coworkers. If not, you can involve your family, friends, and even strangers. Maybe somebody else will bring a different approach and the person will listen. If there are more people on your side, even if the person does not agree with you, he or she is likely to back down.